Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Life is not about being safe. Jesus wasn't always looking for safety. Jesus was on an adventure. And if we're following Him, it's going to be an adventure. The enemy is afraid of your true identity. When God wants to use somebody, He first gives them a revelation of who they are. God goes to a coward named Gideon. He goes to a coward named Gideon, and Gideon was hiding in a wine press. That was a small area at the time. He was hiding in a wine press, and the Lord says to him, "Oh, mighty man of valor." What's so mighty? Valor? That's like this great warrior. What's such great warrior shaking in the wine press scared to death? Now, that's what God called him. There was nothing courageous or valiant about what Gideon was doing. But God understands that Gideon is more than what he believes about himself. There's more to that man than meets the eye. And God saw in Gideon who he really was. When God speaks about him, He spoke about what He made him to be. And that's the way it is about us. When God speaks to us through His Word, it's about what He has made us to be, what He has ordained you to do in your future, not where you are at the moment. Not where you are at the moment. Your authority is always connected to your identity. You can't walk in full authority of who you are until you know who you are. Without the revelation, you will draw back, you will be intimidated, fearful, vulnerable to anything the world or the enemy throws at you. You will become passive, compliant. If a man knows who he is, you can put him in prison. He will still walk in his authority. He can drive a brand new $100,000 Lexus, or he can ride a bicycle, or he can walk. If he knows who he is, he's going somewhere. Are you with me today? There is an authority about who you are as believers. Too many believers rely too much on counseling and going to counselors. Folks, we need counselors and we need counseling. And so I go and I listen, but they're not dictating to me who I am. Because folks, if you allow other people to tell you who you are, you're going to look like a bowl of granola, remember? You're not going to know if you're a nut, a fruit, or a flake, because you're going to be confused, because they don't really know you. God knows you and He created you. He knows everything about you. Are you who your mother says you are? Are you who your ex-wife says you are? Are you who your ex-husband says you are? You will have no authority until you know who you are. Until you know who you are. When you know who you are, it can't be taken away. That's why it says in Psalms 51, verse 5 and 6, it talks about God desires truth in our most inward parts. And then it says, and He will make you to know wisdom. Inward parts, the word inward parts, those words are taken from the word intima. Intima. Intima means intimacy. Intimacy. So I have intimacy with God. See, now I have intimacy with God. God desires truth in our most inward parts. Now, since I'm intimate with God, He's given me the truth on who I am. And now I'm becoming the authentic me. right? The word authentic means real. I'm becoming true and authentic. So I'm becoming authentic. And now since I'm going to God, remember, He's the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm becoming authentic because I'm going to the author on my life. And now I'm going to the author. Now I have authority. Now I have authority because I have been authorized to walk in the kingdom of God. Am I making sense? That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Because when you know who you are, you're going to walk in the kingdom of God. And you are going to be authorized and you're going to have authority. If you don't know who you are, somebody else is going to be dictating you and taking you on a rabbit trail somewhere you don't want to go. Am I making sense? You're going to end up in a place and wonder how you got there. Now listen to this. Go with me to Acts 19 real quick. Verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord, to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. Now, these seven sons said to the spirit, "We're exercising in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, over you." Now look what the spirit said back to the seven sons. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but what?" Look at your neighbor and say, "Who are you?" You see, because they did not have any authority. They weren't in communion with the author of life. They had no authority. And you know what? That's the way it is in your life. People will come, people will call and speak into your life. And if you're not in relationship with God and walking in that authority, you're going to end up doing what they say. And their words are going to have power in your life. You're not going to have authority. If we are going to do anything in life, we have to answer this question. Who are you? You may not be asked that question openly and outwardly, but it will come to you through circumstances, crises, and through opportunities. You will constantly be challenged. Most people derive their identity from their background, their experience, from their achievements, or their lack of, or the things they possess. The problem with that is those things are fragile and you can lose them. You can lose your health, you can lose your possessions, you can lose your title, and you can lose your self-esteem. When self-esteem comes into question, now you have a big problem because your confidence was in what you had or what you achieved. That's the wrong place for your confidence to be. It should only be in who you are in Christ. Now, I remember when I came to this church and there was 10 people. And I've seen people who come here and connect and I've seen them change. That is rewarding to see that. To see God's word working and bringing change in a person's life. And you know, we were talking about being at the hospital the other night with Christina and Dwayne. Tony's all right with this because he's testified about this. He came here, and his wife, Connie, had come here and started coming here and really began to experience some change in her life. Well, he thought she had a boyfriend here because she'd come home smiling and happy all the time. He's a man. She's found a boyfriend. He was going to work telling him, you know, she's got a boyfriend. I'm going to go find out what's going on over at that church. He was telling me this in the hospital the other night. And I'm just, tell me some more. And, you know, it's like, and now and he came here and got saved. And his whole life is changing. Because he's tapping into his true identity. He's just tickled pink about being a grandfather. You know, he's just excited. He's got a job. I mean, everything's starting to work for him. It's clicking for him. You know, he was so excited about this grandbaby. It was just a blessing to be sitting there in the room listening to him share what was in his heart. You see, that would never come unless he discovered who he was. You see that? Come on, am I making sense? Now, There are going to be days you are out of resources, and things might not work out the way you expected them. But that doesn't change who you are. You are still who you are by the grace of God. I am what I am. Everybody say that again. I am what I am by the grace of God. Many people look to other people to tell them who they are. If you allow others to define you, you will always come up short of your true identity. You shouldn't let your culture, your race, your gender dictate to you who you are. Only God has the right to say who you are. Only God has the right to say who you are. There's three things how people try to define you. Number one, people will always be confused about who you are. People will always be confused about who you are. They may have heard something about you from some other twit, and they don't even really know you. You can live a week or you can live a lifetime with someone and not even know them. I'm here to say amen to that. People will define you based on their perception of you. Jesus said to Peter in Matthew's gospel, who do men say that I am? And Peter went through, he said, John the Baptist. They think you're John the Baptist. They may have heard him speak, or, you know, he speaks with authority. Well, he's like John the Baptist. He's like John the Baptist. They may have seen him do miracles. He's like Elijah. Well, no, he's Jeremiah. No, there are a lot of opinions about who Jesus was, right? That's the idea. You see, Peter didn't know. People don't know because they don't know you. Based on their finite perception of him, they tried to describe who he was, and they didn't know him because they didn't know who he really was. People can meet you on one day and say, well, hey, you're a nice guy. You're a nice person. And someone else might say, well, you know, I was talking to them, and he seems kind of mean or upset about something. And then someone else will meet you and say, you know, you're not all that. You're not that bad. They said you were this and that. You're not really what they said. You don't know me, right? I don't know you. People will always be confused about who you really are. So we got to get rid of this idea of allowing people to define who we are. Number two, people will always underestimate you. People will always underestimate you because they will define you based on your past. Your SAT scores are based on what they know about you, or based on what you did that they know about you, or what you have achieved. But they don't realize that what is on the inside of you is much more than they have seen you do. What you are capable of is a lot bigger than what you have already done. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now, I wonder who has underestimated you. Who has underestimated you that you're listening to? Nobody would have expected Mary to be carrying the Son of God. Nobody would have expected Gideon to become a great leader and warrior and a courageous warrior. Nobody would have thought that Rahab, who was at the local men's club dancing on a pole, that she would become used as a vessel of honor for God. Nobody saw the potential in a stuttering Moses. Nobody saw the potential in the woman at the well. Nobody knows what you are carrying either. Only God knows. And when you get touch with him, it's going to manifest. Am I making sense? There is a lot more to you than meets the eye. You are capable of a whole lot more than is happening in the moment. Now, number three, reasons you shouldn't let people define you. People are fickle, right? Don't let people define you. Today, they like you. Tomorrow, they don't like you. They said, Jesus, they said to Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The very next day they said, crucify him, crucify him. Blessed is he who comes. Now watch this. The next day they told him to crucify him. You give people, now watch this, you give people the power to validate you, then you give them the power to cancel you. You give them the power to set you up, then you give them the power to tear you down. When you know who you are, that doesn't happen. You remain who you are by the grace of God. Oh, get a hold of that. Somebody wrote me a note and they said, I stomped my foot. And they said they got it when I stomped my foot. So, Peter said to Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, you got that as a revelation from my Father, not from flesh and not from blood, which means your true identity and my true identity can only come from one source, your Heavenly Father. So if you want to know who you really are, you have to listen to God's word about you. No wonder Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. It's not what men said, not what my degree has said in seminary. It's not what my job description is. It's not the car that I drive. It's not the kind of house. It's not the kind of people that I declare and think are so great in my life. What does it have to do with who you are? By the grace of God, I am what I am. It's not all those other things. It's only by the grace of God and what God has said about you, who you are. And when you understand that, you become secure. Can you communicate with people without all that name dropping, without all that telling where you went to school and what kind of house you live in and what kind of neighborhood you live in? And all? Can you get along with people and be relational without bringing that up all the time? You can do it if you spend time with God. Otherwise, you're going to have to tell me all those other things about you so I will be impressed. If it ain't about Jesus and it's not coming from him, that's really not who you are. You're faking something. Am I making sense? Now, Jeremiah 1:5 says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Now, your real identity has no bearing on your background, your childhood, your family, your race, your birth heritage. Here's what God said to a prophet. He said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Now watch this. Before the doctor filled out the birth certificate, God said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Isn't that exciting? He says, I've given you a name. He says, I've called you by your name in Isaiah 40. I've called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God of Israel. Fear not. I am with you forever. Are you with me? When you know who you are, you got God on your side, and nobody can change it. Nobody can change it. Well, I'm just a single mother, and you know, I had an abortion, and I had this, and I had that. Stop it. You are who you are by the grace of God. Amen? You are who you are. Don't define yourself by what I got a divorce, I got an abortion, I'm from a minority background. That all came from Adam. That's not from God. Who you are in God has no limits. Our children are going to surprise a lot of you. Some of these folks that were standing up here, they're going to surprise you as to what they become and what they accomplish in life because what's been deposited in their hearts and in their spirits. I'm here to tell you, they're going to become something special because of what's been deposited. Now watch this. The day you can say, I am, is the day you will begin to walk in your authority. The enemy wants you to focus on who you were. Then he can keep you ashamed, patronized, and afraid. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you are in Christ, your old self is dead, crucified with Christ. The New Living Testament says this way. What this means, the persons who become Christians, they become new persons. They are not the same anymore. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. You see, it's just like our calendars, B.C. and A.D., before Christ and after death. Before Christ, you were an enemy of God. You were angry, timid, greedy, proud, selfish, and boastful. Now you are under the dominion of Christ. Now you are in the image of Christ. I am no longer in the image of my mother and my father. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. That is why you have no excuse to be a drunk, a drug addict, always blowing off on your temper because your daddy was a drunk. Now watch this. Because your daddy was an addict, because your mama was an addict, you have been separated from that through the new man in Christ. And he and the old man has no power over you. Stop saying, I am a redhead and I have a temper and that's, you know, I'm Irish. You know, stop using those excuses for shortcomings. People use all kinds of stuff in my office. Are you with me? I hear all kinds of stuff. There's no reason to blame anything natural or ancestral that the curse has not broken. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and that curse has been broken. You are a new creation in Christ. You are no longer subject to those influences anymore. If the enemy can make you doubt that, then you can justify your bad temper, your addictions, your divorces, all your 10 divorces, and all your, you can't hold a job and you can't handle money. You'll always justify it. You can't handle relationship, and that's exactly what he wants you to do. He always wants you to have a bad confession. He wants you to have a bad confession. God says to Jeremiah, I will watch over my word and I will perform it. You know what? The enemy does the antithesis. He watches over what you're saying and he will perform it just as well. Did you catch that? When you walk around saying wrong things and negative things, he's watching over it and he's going to make sure it gets performed in your life. We decree it, God has established it, and we will walk in it. Romans 3:24. I am justified. Romans 8:21. I am not condemned. Romans 8:2. I am free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:37. I am more than a conqueror. 2 Corinthians 1:21. I am established and anointed. Ephesians 2:10. I am the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 2:5. I am a living stone in the house of God. 1 Peter 2:9. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that I can proclaim the praises of him who called me out of darkness and into his light. For once I was not a people of God, but now I've become a people of God by the blood of Jesus. I know who I am. In the new creation, I am clean because he's cleansed me. I am pure because he's purified me. I am forgiven because he has forgiven me. I am righteous because he made me righteous. I am strong because he strengthens me. I am victorious because he gives me victory. I am free because he has set me free. By the grace of God, I am who I am. In Exodus chapter 3, when Moses was at the burning bush, God told Moses he wanted him to deliver Israel, the Israelites, out of the Egyptian bondage. Well, Moses argued, the people are going to want to know who sent me. Who sent me to do this? Who authorized me to do this? To lead them anywhere? Because they have lots of gods. They have the god of the river. They have the god of the name. They have the god of the animals. They have the god of the sun, the god of the rocks. They have all these gods. They're going to know who my God is. Whatever you need, watch this. They're going to ask what my name is. And listen what God told him. Here's what you tell them. And God said, tell them, I am that I am sent you. I am that I am sent you. I like that. What's that saying? Whatever you need him to be, he will be that. He is unlimited and undefinable. God declares his name, I am. Not I will be, not I was, not I'm hoping to be, but I am. He is without beginning or end. His name is his character, essence, and his personality. So if they can know him, So if you can know him, he is making himself known to his people. That is why Jesus went to heaven. He left us his name. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. I will do it. It would drive the religious folks up a tree because they knew he was claiming equality with God. In John 18, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, because he was claiming to be God in the flesh. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am satisfying. I am nourishing. I am the light of the world. I can illuminate darkness from your life. I am the door, meaning the vital opening for others to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I am the good shepherd, meaning I guide, I lead, I defend. I am the resurrection and the life, meaning a new beginning after a bad ending. When everybody says it's over, I am the one who says it's just getting started. I am the joy of the morning. After a restless night and a long night, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He said, I am the true vine, meaning I am the true source, meaning I sustain and I nurture. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead and am alive forevermore. What Jesus was saying by declaring all these declarations in everything he is, you are everything he is in Christ. The Bible says this, as he is, so are you in this world. As he is, so are you in this world. So who are you? I am accepted. I am accepted in the blood. I am adopted. I am alive. I am alive in Christ. I am the apple of his eye. I am engraved on the palm of his hand. I am kept by the power of his word. I am above and not beneath. I am the Abraham's seed. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am a recipient of Abraham's blessings. I am prosperous. I am faithful. I am fruitful. I am happy. I am a child of the King. I am loved. I am ruling and reigning in Christ. I am being transformed. I am a treasure. I am a visionary. I'm wise. I'm walking in love. I am the workmanship of God, and so are you. Amen? I'm just trying to build you up today and know who you are. Because if you're going to keep this thing, you're going to have to know who you are. Everything God says, I am, you are, and we are in Christ. Don't be in doubt about who you are. You decree it, God establish it, you will walk in favor. This is the essence of what I'm trying to say about words. I want you to capture this. Listen to this. If you're fighting a disease in your body, you decree, I'm healed. Everybody say, I'm healed. If you're broke, busted, and cuffed, and disgusted, say, I am prosperous. If you're struggling with a sin habit, say, I am righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. If the Son sets me free, I am free indeed. If you have anger problem, what to do is decree, I am patient, kind, and I have self-control. If you're believing God to have a baby, say, I am fruitful. I multiply. And you're married, you can have some fun, right? If you're struggling with rejection, I am accepted in the beloved. I'll tell you what, that is nothing but good news. We have to declare who we are. It's our words, folks. It's what we are declaring. It's giving you direction. It's taking custody of your life. It's putting things in motion, your tongue.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Our church office and 7 p.m. Saturday evening worship services are held at 340 West Russell Road. Our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service is held at Christian Academy School, located at 2151 West Russell Road. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.